What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse Site Supervisor Steve Reedburn joining us. And Steve, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Warren. I appreciate you having me.
Well, we always appreciate you stopping by. We can get you out of the courthouse for a couple of days, right? We got you on your off day right now.
Yeah, this is my Saturday.
This is his Saturday. But Steve, you know, we're coming up on those waning days of summer now. And one more event here on the docket kind of popped up here. August 28th, this will be taking place at the Stutzman County Courthouse, right?
Yes, it will be. We're going to have Sarah Vogel, the former agricultural commissioner of North Dakota. She's also written a book, and that's mainly what she's going to be talking about.
So she will be at the historic courthouse August 28th. Steve, what'll be her topics? What will she be talking about here?
She wrote a book called The Farmer's Lawyer, and it's about 1980s lawsuit that she went up against the federal government, and there was several hundred thousand families that were on the class action suit, and she won the court case.
Wow. Wow. So kind of her telling more about this story and writing this book about it, that's bound to bring in a pretty good crowd then.
I would think. I hope so.
Right. Well, that's what we want, right? August 28th. What time, Steve? And where specifically will they go there at the courthouse?
It's 2:00. We're going to have it in the courtroom because that's really the only place where we can have more than 30 people.
Sure.
So there again, it's not quite handicap accessible right now, but we are working on that.
Yes.
And it won't be long and there'll be an elevator and you can come to the north door and ride the elevator right up to the courtroom.
Yeah, that'll be an exciting day. I know we'll have Steve back to talk about that when that comes around.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be good. So again, Sarah Vogel, again, like Steve said, former Ag Commissioner of North Dakota, coming here August 28th, talking about her new book, Free and Open to All, 2:00 there at the courthouse.
Yes.
Steve Reedburn again, site supervisor of the historic courthouse, joining us right now and Let's Talk About It. A few pieces of information to give out here, Steve. We are coming up, like I said, on those final days of the summer. We have a few more weeks that they can visit the Stutzman County Courthouse.
Correct. They're welcome to come Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 5. You can either give yourself a self-guided tour or you can ask one of the interpreters and they will give you a guided tour through the courthouse. We have construction going on, so it's a little bit crazy at times, certain places, but you know, it's going to be for the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, that elevator is going to be very exciting. So make a plan to go there, open through the first week of September, close Labor Day, and that'll be it. I know, Steve, too, you know, you give tours sometimes. A school will reach out and you'll kick off your slippers, put on your boots and you'll come and open the courthouse. But that's you're not always off, I should say, right?
Well, it's by appointment.
Sure.
So if there's a school teacher or civic group or young professionals want to come and look at the courthouse, you know, something like that, all they have to do is get in touch with me. And my number is 328-1883.
So keep that in mind. Make your plans to stop by and visit the historic 1883 courthouse. And another draw of that courthouse, Steve, is that escape room. I keep enjoying those pictures of people who do their best to get through that escape room there at the courthouse.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because if you come there with two people, it's rather difficult.
Sure,
because
sure.
Allison Limke from Tourism designed a very difficult puzzle, and it takes 6 people roughly 50 minutes to do it and successfully get out.
Sure.
But 2 people, they're about halfway through, and then they go, well, we're out of time. What do we do now? Well, back.
Yeah, come back. You know the halfway point, right?
Yeah.
So maybe find a group of friends and get signed up to do that. Steve, you kind of oversee the operations of that, right?
Yes. It's booked online at Escape 1883. And all you have to do is you can book any day except for Monday and Tuesday,
sure,
which of course is my days off. They can come and there's different times. You can come at 10, you can come at 11, I think, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And anybody's welcome to, all you have to do, you pay online. So there's no money exchanged and it's all taken care of. Yep, and absolutely. I check that website every day. And if there's anybody coming, I'm there.
So get signed up for that escape room. Take advantage of that again. And I don't know, Steve, maybe if you can give us some insight. Will this be the final escape room puzzle, or will Allison be in her lab working up something else for next year? Is that going to switch out, or is that anything you've heard?
We haven't had that discussion.
Gotcha. But we want people to take advantage of it now while they can.
Yes. So. And we may go back to the first puzzle.
Sure.
Because it's been a year and a half, almost 2 years since we've used that puzzle. All the equipment is still there, and we could do that. I think if I asked Allison nicely, she'd probably work on a third puzzle.
Well, that would be exciting, but take advantage of this puzzle while you can. It's very fun. It's a whole lot of fun.
It is.
So, Steve, again, they have questions today. Active on social media, but also available by phone. Best way, though, I think, would be to stop at the courthouse when you're available.
Yes. If we're open, and we're going to be open for another 2 weeks, stop by, give us a chat, and we'll go through anything that you have a question about, or if you have a tour you'd like to do in, say, October or something like that. Sure. We'll just kind of set a tentative date and stay in touch, and we'll do it.
All righty. So again, Steve Reedburn with the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Warren. Thank you.